A dairy man claims he was choked at Europa bus station in Belfast on Monday evening by a security guard. So much so, he alleges, he was unconscious for a time. 23-year-old Kevin McColgan says he made an offensive comment about one of the G4S members of staff to his girlfriend and that the guard overheard him. He claims he was restrained shortly after that and says he never at any stage presented himself as a violent person. G4S have told BBC Radio 4 that they have reviewed CCTV footage and that an investigation is underway. Kevin has been giving his account to our reporter, Dean McLaughlin.
I was trying to get home, and when we walk up to the bus, there was no sign or anything to say that the 212 was going to go next. And we noticed that it was pulling out, and we tried to get on the bus, and they wouldn't let us on, and the guy smiled and just kept reversing. Then we went over to the toll booth, and we were met with a guy that was smiling as well. We were saying anyway we were looking to get home. It's an emergency because Jocelyn needed the express because she's breastfeeding. And
this is your partner?
Yeah. And that gets very sore after a while, so we needed to get home. And he was saying, "You're not getting the dairy tonight." Then they said, they say that there's no such place as dairy. There's just London dairy.
Kevin claims that there was a sectarian element to the exchange.
We were saying, why was he being the Catholic? And he was smiling at us as well. And then that's when two other guys in the high vizzes then came over.
Kevin claims that those two men were G4S security guards. He alleges that the guards came over once they heard an offensive comment made by him.
I ended up calling him son, but I thought that he wouldn't have heard me, and he obviously did, and came rushing over and took his high vizz off and pushed Jocelyn a little away. So I was just talking amongst Jocelyn and Emmett, and he obviously overheard me. Like, no, I didn't say it too loud or nothing. No, I wasn't saying it to him or nothing like that.
Mr. McColgan alleges that he was later restrained by the security guards. He claims he was choked by one of them and claims another sat on his legs. He says he was not aggressive at any stage and that he did not want to fight.
When I was getting choked for about 10 minutes, and one was sitting on me, on my legs from the back, holding them down, and the other was choking me from the back. I tried to wriggle and all and stay there for as long as I could without passing out, and I think it lasted about 10 to 15 minutes, and then all I could hear was people saying that, screaming and crying, that he's blue and there's blood coming out of his mouth, begging them to stop. I was begging as well, and when I was trying to get my hand up under so I could beg, and I couldn't even get it. I just remember hearing about me being blue and there's blood coming out, and my eyes were just slowly closing and I couldn't fight it any longer. And when I came around, I was throwing up because I literally just woken up again, and I was throwing up, and I couldn't get a breath.
That's Kevin McColgan there speaking to our reporter Dean McLaughlin. And we must stress again that those are claims from Kevin. We have asked to speak to G4S live this morning. Now, they may get back to us throughout the programme. In the meantime, however, we do have a statement. It's quite lengthy, so just bear with us. G4S Northern Ireland Operations Director Brendan Flynn has said, "We take any allegation of improper conduct by our colleagues very seriously, and a senior member of our team has already reviewed CCTV footage at Belfast bus station from Monday, which shows this incident."
Now, the footage appears to show that after a prolonged period of aggressive behaviour towards TransLink inspectors and our team, one man is restrained. Shortly afterwards, police officers arrive and assess the situation, including the actions of our team, and take the decision to detain the man after continued aggression towards our staff, the police and an ambulance crew.
The statement goes on to say, "Our investigation into what happened last night is continuing, and we would encourage anyone with any additional information or footage to come forward. Our team is entrusted to keep everyone who uses the bus station safe, and we will always take action against any team member who behaves inappropriately or members of the public who undermine the safety of other travellers or station staff."
We also have a statement from TransLink. A spokesperson said, "We are aware of an incident at the Europa bus station on Monday evening at around 7 p.m. The safety and welfare of our staff and passengers is always our top priority. PS and I were called to the scene, and a member of the public was escorted from the premises, and it finishes as part of our follow-up inquiry into this incident. We will be reviewing station CCTV."
Well, the PS and I have released a statement as well. They say on Monday they received a report report of an altercation involving a number of people in the Glengall Street area of Belfast. Two men, one aged in their 40s, another aged in their 20s, received medical attention at the scene. The man aged in his 20s was then arrested on suspicion of common assault. He was later released on police bail pending further inquiries in the early hours of Tuesday. We'll have more on the story after 8 o'clock.